This is the listening paper of the National Examination in English 2004. You'll hear three different texts and do the tasks on all of them. Turn to task one. Task one. You are going to hear a conversation at an airport. You are going to hear it twice. Read the form below. You will have 30 seconds to do this. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing data. An example has been done for you. Be as brief as possible.
Hi, is this the British Airways counter?
Yes, it is.
Great. I'm missing some luggage.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, let's just fill out this form. Your name, please?
Joshua Jillian.
And could you spell that, please?
Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, Jillian, G-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Okay, Joshua Jillian. Mm-hmm. And what exactly is missing, sir?
Two things, a suitcase and a parcel wrapped in brown paper.
Uh-huh. Now, when did these things go missing?
Just today, the 13th of June.
Uh-huh, I see. Now, what was your flight number?
BA-47921.
BA-47921. And where were you flying in from?
Athens, Greece.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have to ask you for a description of your bag. What was the color?
It was dark blue with stripes.
Okay. And the material, what it's made out of?
Leather.
Okay. Now, any special details, anything special about this bag that will help us recognize it at some point?
It does have a British Airways sticker on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what did this bag contain?
Personal items, also lecture notes for a lecture I'm delivering next week. They're very important.
Okay. And the value of this bag?
Probably around 200 pounds.
Okay. Now, sir, you mentioned a parcel before. Could you describe that for me as well?
It's bulky, wrapped in brown paper.
Mm-hmm. And what does that contain?
A present for my godchild. It's a pushchair.
A pushchair. And the value of that?
50 pounds.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll find your bag, sir. When we do find it, where can I contact you?
I'm staying at the Trafalgar Hilton in London.
Mm-hmm. And do you have that telephone number?
Yes, I do. It's 08701657288.
Okay, 08701657288.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I'm sorry for this inconvenience. I'm sure we'll find your bag right away.
Oh, thank you very much.
Listen again and check your answers.
Hi, is this the British Airways counter?
Yes, it is.
Great. I'm missing some luggage.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, let's just fill out this form. Your name, please?
Joshua Jillian.
And could you spell that, please?
Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Jillian, G-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Okay, Joshua Jillian.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly is missing, sir?
Two things, a suitcase and a parcel wrapped in brown paper.
Uh-huh. Now, when did these things go missing?
Just today, the 13th of June.
Uh-huh, I see. Now, what was your flight number?
BA-47921.
BA-47921. And where were you flying in from?
Athens, Greece.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have to ask you for a description of your bag. What was the color?
It was dark blue with stripes.
Okay. And the material, what it's made out of?
Leather.
Okay. Now, any special details, anything special about this bag that will help us recognize it at some point?
It does have a British Airways sticker on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what did this bag contain?
Personal items, also lecture notes for a lecture I'm delivering next week. They're very important.
Okay. And the value of this bag?
Probably around 200 pounds.
Okay. Now, sir, you mentioned a parcel before. Could you describe that for me as well?
It's bulky, wrapped in brown paper.
Mm-hmm. And what does that contain?
A present for my godchild. It's a pushchair.
A pushchair. And the value of that?
50 pounds.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll find your bag, sir. When we do find it, where can I contact you?
I'm staying at the Trafalgar Hilton in London.
Mm-hmm. And do you have that telephone number?
Yes, I do. It's 08701657288.
Okay, 08701657288.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I'm sorry for this inconvenience. I'm sure we'll find your bag right away.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is the end of Task 1. Turn to Task 2. Task 2. You are going to hear a radio program. You are going to hear it twice. Read the sentences below. You will have 60 seconds to do this. Listen to the tape and circle the right answers. An example has been done for you. In recent years, music companies have been reporting a slump in sales. They attribute responsibility for this to the trend of free file sharing and music piracy on the internet. Sites like Kazaa and iMesh allow users to copy music files from their computers onto these sites for others to access and download for free. In an effort to fight the file sharing phenomenon, music companies last year released copy-protected CDs that prevented them from being played on computers. Fans and music lovers were furious about this, and some even sued the companies for damage they claimed had been caused to their computers by the products.
The Dead Sea is the lowest point on Earth. At 1,368 feet below sea level, it lies between Jordan and Israel. The Dead Sea is a popular tourist site, with people coming to float in it and to enjoy the healing effects of the salts and minerals in its waters and mud. But the Dead Sea is shrinking. Over the past 50 years, the world's saltiest body of water has fallen 88 feet, from 1,280 feet below sea level to its current 1,368 feet below sea level. Lately, the water level has dropped by 3 feet a year, reducing the size of the sea by a third. Tourists, who used to step from their hotels into the waters of the Dead Sea, now have to be transported the half mile to its edge by tractor. If this rate of decline continues, the Dead Sea will disappear altogether within the next century.
A study by researchers from Harvard University found that people who followed a Mediterranean-style diet had significantly less risk of suffering from heart disease and cancer than those who ate less healthy foods. The 4-year research study examined the diet and lifestyle of 22,000 adults in Greece, whose ages ranged from 22 to 86. The diet of people in Mediterranean countries, such as Italy, Greece, and Spain, centers on foods such as vegetables, fruits, nuts, rice, and pasta. It is light in fat, contains a moderately high amount of fish, moderate to low amounts of dairy products, and low amounts of meat and poultry.
British Airways and Air France announced recently that they are retiring their Concorde planes later this year. Concorde, the fastest passenger plane in the world, will stop flying in October 2004. Airline executives said falling passenger numbers and rising maintenance costs are the reasons behind the decision. Concorde is the world's only supersonic passenger plane. It flies at 1,350 miles per hour, twice the speed of sound, and cruises at a height of 60,000 feet. Its first flight was in 1976 from London to Bahrain. Since then, it has carried over 2.5 million passengers. Both British Airways and Air France now use the Concorde only for transatlantic flights, with a flight from London to New York taking 3 hours.
Finding Nemo, the latest film by computer animation film company, Pixar, will be as successful as Pixar's previous hits. Finding Nemo made $70 million in its first weekend in the cinemas. This beat the record previously held by Monsters, Inc., which earned $62.6 million in its first weekend in 2001. Pixar is the company responsible for the hugely successful computer-animated films Toy Story, Toy Story 2, A Bug's Life, and Monsters, Inc. Finding Nemo cost Pixar $90 million to produce. Finding Nemo is set underwater in Australia's Great Barrier Reef and tells the story of Marlin, a father fish, and his son Nemo.
The world's top big wave surfers are in training for the Billabong Odyssey. They have dreams and nightmares about finding and conquering a wall of water as high as a mountain. The Billabong Odyssey, which is a five-year global project, is a search for a 100-foot wave and the surfer who can successfully ride it. The competition is organized by the international surfwear company Billabong. The surfer who finds the ultimate wave, rides it, documents it, and survives will win a prize of $250,000. Only about 30 surfers in the world are capable of facing such a challenge. They're traveling the world from Mexico to Ireland, Spain, Africa, and Australia in search of a monster wave taller than anything that has been seen before. The biggest wave ever ridden is believed to have been 66 feet high.
People applying for jobs in some high-tech and Wall Street companies may get a surprise when they go to their job interviews. More and more companies are asking potential employees to solve puzzles and brain teasers during their job interviews. This trend was made popular by Microsoft, one of the most successful high-tech companies in the world. Employees at Microsoft are often required to think creatively and solve difficult problems. Managers say that asking candidates to solve puzzles during their job interviews helps them decide if they are suited to work at Microsoft.
Changes in climate over the past two decades seem to have caused an increase in the number of plants on Earth. Scientists reported this month that plant bulk has gone up 6% over much of the planet. Changes in weather since 1980 have resulted in warmer temperatures, an increase in light due to less clouds, and more rainfall. The greenhouse effect has produced an increase of 9% in carbon dioxide. All this has resulted in the Earth becoming significantly greener.
The French Culture Ministry has banned the use of the English term email. The ministry announced this month that all official documents, memos, letters, and websites must use the French term courrier électronique, or courrier for short. Even emails themselves must not include the word email. The ministry announcement is part of an effort to limit the number of English words entering the French language.
Every Saturday night, about 150 people come to the Donno Bar in New York for some peace and quiet. At Donno's quiet party, men and women get to know each other by writing notes, waving their hands, miming, playing games, but definitely not by talking. And, they say, it's easier that way. Paul Rebon, the founder of the quiet party, says he loves New York and its fast pace of life, but too frequently the volume goes to 11 on a 10-point scale. He decided that people need a place to slow down and find some peace from the cacophony of the subway, cell phones, sirens, and loudspeakers. He is not alone. The people in San Francisco and Switzerland are asking about franchise opportunities and want to have quiet parties there, too.
More and more young Japanese are opting for part-time or temporary positions over permanent full-time jobs. This is unusual in a society that traditionally pledged loyalty to one employer and worked long hours in a lifetime job. Today, a growing number of young Japanese seem to prefer to be freeters, workers who move from job to job, often working part-time, and spend much of the money they earn. The name freeter comes from the English word free and a German word meaning casual work. One reason young people are opting for this lifestyle is that they can't find full-time employment when they finish school or college. Companies hesitate to hire inexperienced college graduates on a full-time basis, preferring to hire them as part-time workers. Another reason is that many young people want more freedom, less stress, and are willing to earn less money. They are satisfied with just enough money to shop, play, and save a little. Listen again and check your answers. In recent years, music companies have been reporting a slump in sales. They attribute responsibility for this to the trend of free file sharing and music piracy on the internet. Sites like Kazaa and iMesh allow users to copy music files from their computers onto these sites for others to access and download for free. In an effort to fight the file sharing phenomenon, music companies last year released copy-protected CDs that prevented them from being played on computers. Fans and music lovers were furious about this, and some even sued the companies for damage they claimed had been caused to their computers by the products.
The Dead Sea is the lowest point on Earth. At 1,368 feet below sea level, it lies between Jordan and Israel. The Dead Sea is a popular tourist site, with people coming to float in it and to enjoy the healing effects of the salts and minerals in its waters and mud. But the Dead Sea is shrinking. Over the past 50 years, the world's saltiest body of water has fallen 88 feet, from 1,280 feet below sea level to its current 1,368 feet below sea level. Lately, the water level has dropped by 3 feet a year, reducing the size of the sea by a third. Tourists, who used to step from their hotels into the waters of the Dead Sea, now have to be transported the half mile to its edge by tractor. If this rate of decline continues, the Dead Sea will disappear altogether within the next century.
A study by researchers from Harvard University found that people who followed a Mediterranean-style diet had significantly less risk of suffering from heart disease and cancer than those who ate less healthy foods. The 4-year research study examined the diet and lifestyle of 22,000 adults in Greece, whose ages ranged from 22 to 86. The diet of people in Mediterranean countries, such as Italy, Greece, and Spain, centers on foods such as vegetables, fruits, nuts, rice, and pasta. It is light in fat, contains a moderately high amount of fish, moderate to low amounts of dairy products, and low amounts of meat and poultry. There is regular but moderate intake of alcohol, mostly wine.
British Airways and Air France announced recently that they are retiring their Concorde planes later this year. Concorde, the fastest passenger plane in the world, will stop flying in October 2004. Airline executives said falling passenger numbers and rising maintenance costs are the reasons behind the decision. Concorde is the world's only supersonic passenger plane. It flies at 1,350 miles per hour, twice the speed of sound, and cruises at a height of 60,000 feet. Its first flight was in 1976 from London to Bahrain. Since then, it has carried over 2.5 million passengers. Both British Airways and Air France now use the Concorde only for transatlantic flights, with a flight from London to New York taking 3 hours.
Finding Nemo, the latest film by computer animation film company Pixar, will be as successful as Pixar's previous hits. Finding Nemo made $70 million in its first weekend in the cinemas. This beat the record previously held by Monsters, Inc., which earned $62.6 million in its first weekend in 2001. Pixar is the company responsible for the hugely successful computer-animated films Toy Story, Toy Story 2, A Bug's Life, and Monsters, Inc. Finding Nemo cost Pixar $90 million to produce. Finding Nemo is set underwater in Australia's Great Barrier Reef and tells the story of Marlin, a father fish, and his son Nemo.
The world's top big wave surfers are in training for the Billabong Odyssey. They have dreams and nightmares about finding and conquering a wall of water as high as a mountain. The Billabong Odyssey, which is a 5-year global project, is a search for a 100-foot wave and the surfer who can successfully ride it. The competition is organized by the international surfwear company Billabong. The surfer who finds the ultimate wave, rides it, documents it, and survives will win a prize of $250,000. Only about 30 surfers in the world are capable of facing such a challenge. They're traveling the world from Mexico to Ireland, Spain, Africa, and Australia in search of a monster wave taller than anything that has been seen before. The biggest wave ever ridden is believed to have been 66 feet high.
People applying for jobs in some high-tech and Wall Street companies may get a surprise when they go to their job interviews. More and more companies are asking potential employees to solve puzzles and brain teasers during their job interviews. This trend was made popular by Microsoft, one of the most successful high-tech companies in the world. Employees at Microsoft are often required to think creatively and solve difficult problems. Managers say that asking candidates to solve puzzles during their job interviews helps them decide if they are suited to work at Microsoft.
Changes in climate over the past two decades seem to have caused an increase in the number of plants on Earth. Scientists reported this month that plant bulk has gone up 6% over much of the planet. Changes in weather since 1980 have resulted in warmer temperatures, an increase in light due to less clouds, and more rainfall. The greenhouse effect has produced an increase of 9% in carbon dioxide. All this has resulted in the Earth becoming significantly greener.
The French Culture Ministry has banned the use of the English term email. The ministry announced this month that all official documents, memos, letters, and websites must use the French term courrier électronique, or courrier for short. Even emails themselves must not include the word email. The ministry announcement is part of an effort to limit the number of English words entering the French language.
Every Saturday night, about 150 people come to the Dono Bar in New York for some peace and quiet. At Dono's quiet party, men and women get to know each other by writing notes, waving their hands, miming, playing games, but definitely not by talking. And, they say, it's easier that way. Paul Rebon, the founder of the quiet party, says he loves New York and its fast pace of life, but too frequently the volume goes to 11 on a 10-point scale. He decided that people need a place to slow down and find some peace from the cacophony of the subway, cell phones, sirens, and loudspeakers. He is not alone. The people in San Francisco and Switzerland are asking about franchise opportunities and want to have quiet parties there, too.
More and more young Japanese are opting for part-time or temporary positions over permanent full-time jobs. This is unusual in a society that traditionally pledged loyalty to one employer and worked long hours in a lifetime job. Today, a growing number of young Japanese seem to prefer to be freeters, workers who move from job to job, often working part-time, and spend much of the money they earn. The name freeter comes from the English word free and a German word meaning casual work. One reason young people are opting for this lifestyle is that they can't find full-time employment when they finish school or college. Companies hesitate to hire inexperienced college graduates on a full-time basis, preferring to hire them as part-time workers. Another reason is that many young people want more freedom, less stress, and are willing to earn less money. They are satisfied with just enough money to shop, play, and save a little. This is the end of Task 2. Turn to Task 3. Task 3. You are going to hear a talk about a famous Estonian composer. You are going to hear it twice. Study the notes below. You will have 45 seconds to do this. Listen to the talk and fill in the missing data. An example has been done for you. Do not write more than 3 words.
Composer Veljo Tormis was born in 1930 in Estonia. Tormis's music has to be regarded in a much broader context than only Estonian. His works are connected to the whole intellectual heritage of Finno-Ugrian peoples, including the Estonians and ethnic minorities, in peril of disappearance, as well as major nationalities like the Hungarians and the Finns. Veljo Tormis has composed almost exclusively for the voice, hundreds of songs, cycles and large-scale compositions for different choirs, some stage works and cycles of solo songs, and only isolated instrumental pieces. His own explanation is that for him music begins with words. He does not have purely musical ideas. Tormes is a real master of choral sound and large-scale choral composition. His colourful, almost orchestral style of writing for voices is always remarkable. Tormes was the eldest son of a music-loving farmer, the amateur violinist and conductor Rijo Tormes, who became the parish clerk at Vigala Church. Under his leadership, the church choir sang all kinds of music, participated in local social events and national song festivals like most Estonian choirs at that time. This early experience of choral music and his involvement with national ideas and feelings related to the Estonian choral movement were certainly important for the future composer. At the age of 12, Veljo Tormes went to Tallinn to study music. A year later, he was accepted for the organ class at the conservatory. In 1951, he continued his composition studies at the Moscow Conservatory with Professor Vissarion Shabalin, graduating in 1956. In Estonia, the years around 1960 were marked by the enthusiastic study of modern musical ideas, made possible by the intellectual liberation in the Soviet Union. The breakthrough of modern composition techniques and an anti-romantic attitude to folk music took place in the music of Tormes between 1959 and 1967. In 1959, he led a student expedition to the little Estonian island of Kinu, where they attended a real traditional wedding with old folk songs and dances. This event proved so enchanting that it changed Tormes's attitude to the use of folk material. He then wrote the Kinu Island Wedding Songs of 1959, a cycle based on a thorough study of Kinu songs. His acquaintance with the music of Bartok and Kodály during a visit to Hungary in 1962 was to have a great influence on Tormes. He has confessed that the choral compositions of Kodály were particularly close to him, and that one of his most popular cycles, Autumn Landscapes of 1964, was written under its influence. Some years later, Tormes finished his first great cycle, Estonian Calendar Songs, in 1967, for male and female choir, drawing widely on the primeval, enchanting power of ancient folk tunes. This was the starting point for the Tormes style, as we now know it, and several choral suites based on ancient folk songs of different peoples followed. Livonian Heritage, in 1970, Votic Wedding Songs, in 1971, and many others. No longer did Tormes use a folk tune as a melodic idea for further motivic development. Instead, the old rustic songs sounded in his compositions in their original manner. Around them, he has built truly symphonic choral textures and dramatic musical structures. Tormes has often encouraged foreign choirs to sing his compositions in translation, as he insists that the singers and audience should understand what the song is about. However, words do have their musical aspect. Music follows the rhythms and accents of verse prosody. Singable translations of his texts have therefore been made under his careful supervision, and some compositions have versions in different languages. In 1980, one of Tormes's greatest works, the ballet cantata Estonian Ballads, was premiered at the Estonian National Opera. This is music for chorus, soloists, and orchestra, and the stories of the ballads are represented by dancers in abstract and modern style. This was a difficult period for the Estonians, for the political climate of the Soviet Union had become harsher during the late 1970s. As a reaction, Tormes wrote several song cycles that almost brought him the aura of a dissident. He has always been outspoken, though in musical terms, about what he thinks about life around him. Some of his most serious compositions are also related to the turning point in Estonian history, the re-establishment of independence in 1991, a vision of Estonia. It may be that the meanings and musical symbols embedded in these songs can be fully grasped only by people who have some experience of that life, but the message of Tormes's music in general has demonstrated its power regardless of language or time.
Listen again and check your answers.
Composer Veljo Tormes was born in 1930 in Estonia. Tormes's music has to be regarded in a much broader context than only Estonian. His works are connected to the whole intellectual heritage of Finno-Ugrian peoples, including the Estonians and ethnic minorities, in peril of disappearance, as well as major nationalities like the Hungarians and the Finns. Velio Tormes has composed almost exclusively for the voice, hundreds of songs, cycles and large-scale compositions for different choirs, some stage works and cycles of solo songs, and only isolated instrumental pieces. His own explanation is that for him, music begins with words. He does not have purely musical ideas. Tormes is a real master of choral sound and large-scale choral composition. His colourful, almost orchestral style of writing for voices is always remarkable. Tormes was the eldest son of a music-loving farmer, the amateur violinist and conductor Rijo Tormes, who became the parish clerk at Vigala Church. Under his leadership, the church choir sang all kinds of music, participated in local social events and national song festivals, like most Estonian choirs at that time. This early experience of choral music and his involvement with national ideas and feelings related to the Estonian choral movement were certainly important for the future composer. At the age of 12, Velio Tormes went to Tallinn to study music. A year later, he was accepted for the organ class at the conservatory. In 1951, he continued his composition studies at the Moscow Conservatory with Professor Vissarion Shabalin, graduating in 1956. In Estonia, the years around 1960 were marked by the enthusiastic study of modern musical ideas, made possible by the intellectual liberation in the Soviet Union. The breakthrough of modern composition techniques and an anti-romantic attitude to folk music took place in the music of Tormes between 1959 and 1967. In 1959, he led a student expedition to the little Estonian island of Kinu, where they attended a real traditional wedding with old folk songs and dances. This event proved so enchanting that it changed Tormes's attitude to the use of folk material. He then wrote the Kinu Island Wedding Songs of 1959, a cycle based on a thorough study of Kinu songs. His acquaintance with the music of Bartok and Kodály during a visit to Hungary in 1962 was to have a great influence on Tormes. He has confessed that the choral compositions of Kodály were particularly close to him, and that one of his most popular cycles, Autumn Landscapes of 1964, was written under its influence. Some years later, Tormes finished his first great cycle, Estonian Calendar Songs, in 1967, for male and female choir, drawing widely on the primeval, enchanting power of ancient folk tunes. This was the starting point for the Tormes style, as we now know it, and several choral suites based on ancient folk songs of different peoples followed. Livonian Heritage in 1970, Votic Wedding Songs in 1971, and many others. No longer did Tormes use a folk tune as a melodic idea for further motivic development. Instead, the old rustic songs sounded in his compositions in their original manner. Around them, he has built truly symphonic choral textures and dramatic musical structures. Tormes has often encouraged foreign choirs to sing his compositions in translation, as he insists that the singers and audience should understand what the song is about. However, words do have their musical aspect. Music follows the rhythms and accents of verse prosody. Singable translations of his texts have therefore been made under his careful supervision, and some compositions have versions in different languages. In 1980, one of Tormes's greatest works, the ballet cantata Estonian Ballads, was premiered at the Estonian National Opera. This is music for chorus, soloists, and orchestra, and the stories of the ballads are represented by dancers in abstract and modern style. This was a difficult period for the Estonians, for the political climate of the Soviet Union had become harsher during the late 1970s. As a reaction, Tormes wrote several song cycles that almost brought him the aura of a dissident. He has always been outspoken, though in musical terms, about what he thinks about life around him. Some of his most serious compositions are also related to the turning point in Estonian history, the re-establishment of independence in 1991, a vision of Estonia. It may be that the meanings and musical symbols embedded in these songs can be fully grasped only by people who have some experience of that life, but the message of Tormes's music in general has demonstrated its power regardless of language or time.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now turn to the reading paper.